Dixie College versus North Idaho. 3-2-1. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. With Larry Jewell with you live from Christensen Gymnasium. Actually, this is going to be a slight tape delay because you've been listening to the BYU-New Mexico game. This is an overlap. BYU and New Mexico, about the time we're beginning, is about ready to begin the second half of their ball game. So this is just a slight tape delay of Dixie versus North Idaho at the Christensen Gymnasium in the Coeur d'Alene campus. Beautiful Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho. As Dixie is about to take on NIC. For the two teams, it's a matchup of a couple of teams that are still chasing good position in the postseason playoff action. Dixie versus NIC tonight. Dixie comes in with a 7-6 record in league play and 15-10 overall. For North Idaho, almost a mirror as they are 14-10 but 7-5 in league play. The earlier meeting between the two was a 198 victory for North Idaho over Dixie, and that may have been a negative watermark game for the Dixie College Rebels as they lost that one. And that seemed to start a whole bunch of things downhill, and the first of a four-game losing streak for the Rebels. Now Dixie hoping to switch things around. Tonight they will have a healthy Cliff Reed, in fact, as healthy a team as Dixie's had in a long time, something they did not have against the Cardinals down in St. George. Dixie needs to have the victory to move up in the standings. North Idaho, ditto. And they cannot afford to have a women's game, a heartbreaker for the Lady Rebels that was just completed. Dixie had a chance to win it, but still lost 86-85, a one-point loss to the Lady Cardinals of North Idaho. Still, Dixie is in pretty good shape for going to the Scenic West Athletic Conference, the Region 18 Championship Tournament. For Coach Kelly Smith Ball Club. But Coach Dave Rose, very close to clinching the berth in the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament, would like to have a high seeding if he could possibly get it, and that's the key behind this ball game. We talked with both Coach Dave Rose and Coach Rolly Williams. We'll begin with North Idaho head coach Rolly Williams after this 60-second break. Talking with North Idaho head basketball coach Rolly Williams. And coach, here we go again. Dixie versus North Idaho in Coeur d'Alene under a little bit overcast skies.
Yes, it is, but hopefully the positive skies.
You had very good success against Dixie down in St. George.
I thought we played well. It was a good basketball game. They were minus Cliff Reed, which I think hurt them quite a bit, but their other kids played well, and it'd be interesting to see how what effect he has with the rest of the team tonight.
One young man who looked like he was the key for you was Ayrton Dudzevich. He just refused to let North Idaho lose.
Yes, Ayrton played very well. He commanded the boards when we played down there, and we need that kind of effort if we're going to be able to be successful tonight.
One of the young men who was tough on Dixie was Casey Ergen.
Casey has been a young man who's played well for us all season. He's a very stable, solid kid, and is playing really contributing in a positive manner, especially the last few games we've played.
He's made a real step up as a sophomore then.
Yes, he has. I think that's one of the real nice things about having kids, even if it's just for 2 years, is to watch them develop and watch them grow.
You have another good little point guard.
Yes, Donald Parrott out of Washington, D.C. has been very, very nice surprise for us. He handles the ball well, directs traffic for us and gets it up and down the floor.
Let's talk about the league race a little bit. It's CSI and then a blanket over about six ball clubs.
That's true. I mean, we're all chasing the Golden Eagles as usual.
What about this North Idaho team this year? Are you happy? You disappointed? How do you feel about it?
I'm a little disappointed from what I initially thought we would be capable of doing. We show signs of brilliance, and then we can just kind of go into a lapse of almost nothingness. It's a very frustrating team to deal with in the sense of when it comes to winning basketball games. They're a great bunch of kids, a lot of fun to deal with, and that's nice, but it's frustrating from a coaching standpoint to try and figure out, well, what team is going to show up tonight.
Part of it has to be the balance in the league this year also.
Well, I think that's true. We have a very parity in the league is great, and I think that's one thing that's really nice about being involved in this type of competition. It's really it's enjoyable every game that you play, and it means something. I'd just like to see our team function a little more with consistency of play, I guess.
Let's go back to the game in St. George once again. It seemed like there was a point when the clock went off when the troops just kind of gathered together and reasserted themselves.
Yes, it was. It seemed to work that way. Our kids seemed to kind of find themselves after that little bit of lull in the time that the clock went off and came out and were able to function effectively after that.
A lot of St. George fans are saying, what did Rolly say to him at that point?
But at that point in time, I don't think I had any great words of wisdom for the kids. They're beyond that, and when you're in a game of that magnitude and at that point in time, there's not a great deal you can really say.
Tonight against Dixie, what will be the key for the Cardinals?
Well, I think we have to stop the running game. We gave Dixie about four or five really cheap baskets the first half of the game when we played down there. We're going to have to eliminate that. They run the floor very well, and they have excellent perimeter shooting. Now, when you add Cliff Reed to the inside, you have the combination of what should be a very successful basketball team. And we know we're going to have to put some pressure on the perimeter people and see if we can hold Reed down a little bit inside.
You were successful with a half-court game pounding it inside last time.
Well, we were a little more patient. That's normally not one of our trends, I guess you could say. Again, that would be something that would attribute to our lack of consistency. But when we do what we're capable of doing, we can play fairly well.
Starting lineup tonight.
We'll have Parrott and McGowan at the guard spots, Ergens and Darrell Davis at the forward spots, and Duzovic at the center spot.
Imposing lineup. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have happened here at this physical facility. You're renovating this gym up here.
We're attempting to. This is a very old facility. We feel very good about it because it's very well maintained. We have people working here for us at the college in our maintenance department that are just outstanding people and just do a great job. And they've been able to keep the old building together pretty well. And we've been juggling a few things around here to try and make it a little more attractive and a little more functional for us. And I think that just with a few things, they're not just cosmetic. Our concern is to have things that function, and I think we've accomplished a few things by just moving a few rooms around, training rooms, showers, locker rooms, bathrooms, things of that sort.
Charlie Williams, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Dave Rose. Coach, you've been very contemplative this week on the trip up here. A lot of things on your mind, I take it, on this trip.
Well, one thing is you got a whole lot of time to think. We're here, and I'm really excited about this game. Hopefully our kids will come out and play well, and we can get back on the right track.
This was kind of a watermark game for your ball club in a negative sort of way back in St. George, where you had the lead, the clock went out, and suddenly North Idaho came up with a win.
Well, I thought that was a critical game for us down there without Cliff. One of the first week, and we just played a real good game against Ricks, and then we go in and we ended up getting beat by North Idaho. But I think that this it's a good matchup for us. It's a much bigger team than we are, and we can get back to doing things that we did early in the year as far as getting the ball up the floor and use that advantage of our quickness and our speed, and hopefully get out and maybe get them tired and then finish the game off at the end.
One thing that you do have this time that you didn't last time is Cliff Reed.
Yeah, and I think that last weekend was kind of a real adjustment period for our club, getting him back, and he was trying to adjust to playing again, and our players are trying to adjust to having him back. And he's such a big part of your offense and your rebound and other things that I think that we'll be a lot better off this week with having a week of practice with him and playing a couple games already.
Now, you've had a chance to obviously see North Idaho before. The key is the running game, you think?
Well, I think their point guard is a real key to their team. He leads the conference in assists, and we can't let him penetrate and kick the ball to the shooters. They've got two real good shooters on the wing, and then, of course, Duzovic in the post is a real good inside player, and we're going to have to control him. So I think the real factor is that defensively we have to stop their penetration from the point guard.
For your ball club, you're as healthy as you've been in a long time.
Yeah, I think that our kids are excited. Hopefully we'll weather the trip up, and we got fresh legs and come in here and really give a good effort.
Kids seem to be quietly confident going into this game. They've been there doesn't seem to be much worry. They seem to be very confident, somewhat like the first part of the year.
Well, I think that, you know, we're in a transition phase here where we're trying to get better to finish this region tournament. And I think all of them have you know, maybe dug down a little bit and start to realize exactly what they want as far as our team. The win is concerned, and I think, you know, hopefully we'll get a good effort out of every one of them to come in and really contribute and do a good job for us.
Tonight, what about a starting lineup for the Rebels?
Well, I think we're gonna start with Quincy and Lester and Brian, and then go with Renaud and Cliff inside. But I don't know how long we'll stay with that. I know their size will cause us some problems, and then I got some other matchups that I think we can, you know, use that'll help us do well.
Renaud has been playing much stronger the second half of the season, much more physical underneath, and shooting the ball better.
Well, he got a lot of minutes when Cliff wasn't playing with us those six games, and maybe that sparked him a little bit and get some confidence. And hopefully, you know, last weekend he got 18 rebounds in two games for us, which was as high for his career in two games. And if he can continue to do that and you know, rebound hard, and then we can get Cliff working back in our inside game, may you know, pick up a little bit. And then I think that our guard line fatigue has really hurt them. I think that obviously been nicked up a little bit, and maybe we'll have to use a few more players in there to help stretch that game out a little bit.
Tonight, going into North Idaho, this gym has been relatively successful for Dixie College. Last year was the first time Dixie's ever lost up here.
Well, you know, it's a great place to play. You walk in here, and the first thing you think of is, you know, back in the Midwest and Hoosiers and all the rest of the thing. It's a great little gym, and the size of the gym may be a factor. The floor is shorter than most, and, you know, maybe, you know, we can get up and down the floor and maybe not get so tired.
One other factor, for another time this year, your game will be televised.
Yeah, last time we were up in Twin Falls, they televised our game, and what it does, the only really difference is that it just... You have a few more breaks in the action because of the TV timeouts, but other than that, I don't think it makes much difference.
Coach, you sound like you're confident.
Well, I hope so. You know, the reason we came up here is to win games, and that's what I hope we do.
Coach Dave Rose, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Larry.
There you've heard from the two coaches. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the beginning of this ball game back in 90 seconds. Back with a little more pregame activity before we get underway with the start of this ball game, and we still have about 4 minutes to go before we get underway. Dixie has done very well against North Idaho. The history really began with postseason play back with the 1965-66 season when Coach Doug Allred had the first and at that point the only time that he faced North Idaho in postseason playoff action, defeated North Idaho 89-74. Then the next time Dixie played the Cardinals was in this gym in the 1985 season and for the Region 18 championship. From this point, it was from near Canada to near Mexico the next week in the first round of the NCAA or the NJCAA in the bi-regional with Eastern Arizona, as Dixie won 78-74 against a very tough North Idaho team here, then went on and eventually won the national championship. The third time the two teams met was the second year in the first round of the Region 18 championship when Coach Ken Wagner had his first meeting with North Idaho. And that ended up as a loss in the old Dixie College gym, 96-74. And unique. Dixie then strung together back-to-back victories in 86-87, victories in 87-88, three victories in a row in the 88-89 season, until losing last year up here, 89-83. Then Dixie came back with two more victories, one in postseason play, as Dixie then lost this last time out, 100-98, in St. George. So only three losses to North Idaho in the history of the competition between the two schools on the men's side. Two of those losses have been in St. George, one at the old Dixie College gym, and of course one at the Dixie Center earlier this year. Dixie really with a better record against North Idaho than almost anybody as they are, let's double check that, 10-3 against North Idaho in their history. And they have enjoyed this gym. Even last year, the loss was a narrow loss up in this gym, 89-83. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the beginning of this ball game, Dixie versus North Idaho, back in 90 seconds. Back at the Christensen Gymnasium in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we're about ready to have the introduction of the starting lineups. If you want to look at some statistical comparisons between the two teams, Dixie with that last 72 performance, they're coming off the lowest point performance of the year, the 72 points they scored against College of Eastern Utah the last time out. With that, dropped under 100 point per game average at 99.9 points per game on the season. For North Idaho, they like to run, but not quite as high-powered as Dixie, 84.2. And as you heard the two coaches talk in the pregame show, that's going to be a key for North Idaho and also a key for Dixie College, is to see what tempo it's going to be. For Dixie College, Quincy Lewis, 6-foot sophomore out of Kempview High School, will start at one guard. The other guard will be Brian Sitter, a 6'2 sophomore transfer from St. Mary's College in Southern California, as Brian Sitter from Bishop Gorman High School. Lester Turner, 6'1 sophomore out of Las Vegas, Nevada, will start, along with 6'4" Cliff Reed, the leading scorer and rebounder for the Dixie College Rebels, and the leading rebounder in the league from Las Vegas, and Renaud Gordon, a 6'6 sophomore from Los Angeles, California, will start at center. For North Idaho, they will start with little Donald Parrott, a little 5'8 freshman out of Washington, D.C. The point guard is one of the leading assist men in the league. In fact, has been averaging, assist-wise, 8.9 per game. So he's been an outstanding assist man. Compare that with Quincy Lewis, at 7.5 points per game. The other guard will be Felix McGowan, a 6'4 sophomore from Poplar, Montana. McGowan, rangy left-hander, and he's been able to shoot very well against Dixie, although last time out he was kept a little bit in control. The key man last time was Casey Ergens, and Ergens, who has really come on as a sophomore, 6'6 sophomore from Cutbank, Montana. Darryl Davis, a 6'4 freshman out of Tacoma, Washington, over near Seattle, will start at the other forward. And Ayrton Dudzevich, a 6'8 sophomore from São Paulo, Brazil, 6'8, 233-pounder. Between Ergen's offense and Dudzevich rebounding, that was what did in Dixie last time out, Dixie versus North Idaho. We'll take this 60-second break. We'll be back with the beginning of this ball game after this.
Oh.
Not a huge crowd, but there is about 50% full tonight. Coach Rolly Williams is now in his 29th season of coaching at North Idaho. He has done an outstanding job over the years, and needless to say, in 29 seasons of coaching at North Idaho, with a lot of success, he has done very well and has record number of victories. He has done extremely well. Ready to do battle at midcourt. A little hand slapping, a little clapping, a little ready to get underway as Dixie and North Idaho. Dan Cooley and Denny Sherman are officials. A tap controlled by Dudzevich into the hands of Donald Parrott. Parrott down the angle, it goes to McGowan. Left-hand shot up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Lester Turner. Lead pass comes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis hits Turner. Turner right down the lane, dishes off to Reed. It's stolen by Donald Parrott. So 0-1 for North Idaho. Dixie with their first turnover. Back to Parrott at the angle. Leaves it for Dudzevich out away from the action to McGowan. Trying to go down low to Ergen. Shoots over Reed. Shot rattles in. And Casey Ergen has his first basket. North Idaho has to be playing with confidence. They handled Dixie well down in St. George after the scoreboard went out. 2-0 North Idaho. Quincy Lewis down low to Brian Sitter. Back out in front it comes to Lewis. Lewis looks for help. Dixie ready to do battle tonight. They are trying to get back on the winning track again after losing against Eastern Utah to Cliff Reed, to Quincy Lewis. Back out in front it comes to Brian Sitter. North Idaho wants a half-court game with Dixie to slow down the fast break. Down low it goes to Reed. Jump shot no good. Tap up and in by Renaud Gordon. From right in front of the basket, Gordon puts it up and in. Make it a 2-2 tie. Into forecourt comes Donald Parrott. Travel call on Parrott as he slipped the pivot foot. Getting a little bit of a scouting report on the officials for this night, for this evening's game. The feeling was that Danny Sherman is a so-so official. Dan Cooley was a good official, and Sherman is a better official when he works with a good official. Jump shot up and good from the free throw line by Quincy Lewis. Gives Dixie a 4-2 lead. The ladies' game tonight was a seesaw affair that Dixie eventually lost by one after trailing by two at the half. Felix McGowan will rise for three. Shot too long, hard off the back of the iron. Shot up, no good, followed by Davis. No good, rebound, tapped on, down onto the floor to Brian Sitter. And they called the travel call on Sitter. It just skimmed off his hands into the hands of Lester Turner, and Dave Rose wanted an interpretation on that. He never had control of it. That's what Rose is protesting, but it's out of bounds to North Idaho. 4-2, Dixie with the lead. Davis. Inbounds, way out in front to Parrott. Back into the corner goes to McGowan. Back out in front it comes right at the point to Parrott. Dixie in a little bit of a 2-3 zone. Back at the angle to Davis. Into the corner it goes to Dudzevich. Back out in front it comes to Parrott. Out on him quickly is Sitter. Across the top of that zone it goes to Davis. To McGowan. Three-point attempt up too long. Rebound. Battle four finally taken by Cliff Reed. Quincy Lewis hammered from behind but no foul call. Pass into forecourt comes to Lester Turner. Back to Lewis. Three-point set shot good. Quincy Lewis from NBA distance took the set shot and makes it a 7-2 lead as Lewis drops it through. At the point, Parrott looks for help. Head fakes, goes around Lewis. Ball knocked away by Lewis, picked up by Turner, grabbed back by Parrott. He'll take the 10-foot jump shot and hit it. So Dixie has had a lot of good defensive efforts that have not proven beneficial to them, and this time they lost it into Parrott's hands. Basket good to Sitter. Bounce pass along the baseline, no good. Turnover by Dixie, intended for Lester Turner, and Sitter bounced it too big for Lester Turner. 7-4, Dixie with the lead, but North Idaho on the attack. Man-to-man defense again by Dixie. Parrott at the right angle, it goes to Davis. Out in front it comes to McGowan, to Parrott. Down low, ball knocked away from Ergens, gets it back, banks it home. 7-6, Dixie with the lead. Quincy Lewis to push it into forecourt. So Ergens is starting off early. Lewis to the basket, blocked out of bounds by Dudzevich. And Dudzevich playing with a vengeance again. One of his best games of the season. Dudzevich has been a little up and down this year, but one of his best games of his season, and maybe of his career, was against Dixie College when you include the entire ball game, as he had 18 points and a grundle of rebounds against Dixie. Inbounds comes to Turner, to Lewis. Back out in front it comes to Lester Turner. Right side it goes to Brian Sitter, trying to find Cliff Reed down low. Reed did not play well in this gym last year. To Lester Turner. Turner head fakes, went up for the shot. Suddenly jumping at him was McGowan. Turner gets the pass right back, misses the shot. Rebound, they call a foul on Renaud Gordon up over the back of Dudzevich. And Gordon with his first personal foul. Come on down, Kelly. Kelly Smith, you don't want to talk until halftime.
I don't know. That's all right, Larry. Go ahead.
Okay. Dudzevich with the position, and up over the back is Gordon. That's team foul number one on Dixie. Parrott goes to the right side with the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Dixie to Davis. Ball knocked away by Turner, picked up back near midcourt by Parrott. Parrott back to the left side. Davis will take the shot over the basket. Rebound, Ergens. Layback shot up, no good. Rebound cleared away by Renaud Gordon. Outlet pass comes to Quincy Lewis. Cross-court pass to Sitter. Early jump shot up, no good. Long rebound to Renaud Gordon in the lane. Has the ball knocked away into the hands of Turner. Lays it up short. Rebound taken away eventually by Parrott. Fast break, North Idaho. Parrott leaves it for the trailer. Ludzovich lays it back up and in. And Dixie, suddenly from a 7-2 lead, now down 8-7. And Dixie can't get the shots to fall.
No, not right now. They've had a couple of easy ones that just haven't fallen.
Quincy Lewis into forecourt. Lewis across the 10-second line. Looks to the right, directing traffic now. Going to be a half-court game for a little while. Cliff Reed wants to work on Ergens. Takes a jump shot over him, and Cliff Reed has his first basket of the night. Cliff Reed, who now has 440 points on the season, starting to creep up on his freshman year. Three-point attempt up by Parrott, up and good. Parrott from the left angle. Across that zone, and North Idaho hits it. Make it 11-9. North Idaho with a lead. Quincy Lewis in forecourt. It comes to Renaud Gordon. Gordon looks for help. Left side it goes to Lester Turner. Head fakes. Dishes out in front to Quincy Lewis again. Lewis down low. It goes to Cliff Reed. Lean in. Bank shot. No good. Rebound tapped by Dudzovich over the head of Reed into the hands of Parrott. Here comes North Idaho. Bounce pass goes to Ergens. Hits the trailer McGowan. Three-point attempt. Good. McGowan eventually is going to get hot from out there. Suddenly it's a 14-9 lead. Lester Turner, three-point attempt. Good, the other way from the left side. Everybody goes, ooh, at that point. For North Idaho, trading three-pointers, 14-12. North Idaho with the lead. Parrott pass in the middle, goes to McGowan. Turnaround jump shot with the left hand, no good. Dudzovich comes down. They call a little foul, a little pushing foul on Renaud Gordon. Tough call. It was a late whistle, and Gordon now has two personal fouls, two team fouls on Dixie.
The foul is on number
34. None on North Idaho yet. Jello Manashegan into the lineup for the first time. Dave Lloyd into the lineup for the first time. Gordon and Quincy Lewis to sit down. So Lester Turner will shift to that point guard position. Inbounds comes to Davis. Three-point attempt by Parrott out of the corner. Good, and Parrott lighting things up. 16-12. Four-point lead by North Idaho. Sitter, cross-court, it goes to Manashegan. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound brought down by Sitter. Head fake, shoots over Ergens, misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Dudzovich. The boards belong to North Idaho now, suddenly. Parrott into forecourt, it goes to McGowan. Leans in against Lloyd, overshoots the basket. Rebound, Reed, they call a foul on Ergens. First team foul on North Idaho. That was a case of Cliff Reed, just superior strength.
That was. He just out-muscled him for that rebound and got the foul with him reaching over the back.
A little bit of leverage, I might add. It was kind of like a wrestling match under there.
Yeah, he was. You know, Cliff, he's strong upper body compared to that other kid. He's going to get that every time.
It's 17-12. North Idaho out in front by five. Did I say 16-12? They counted that as a three-pointer. They finally put that on. 17-12, North Idaho by five. Cliff Reed out away from the action to Brian Sitter, trying to run some cutters through. Alley-oop to Cliff Reed for the slam. Brian Sitter with the assist, and Cliff Reed with a two-handed dunk. Donuts don't go into coffee that easily. Driving as Parrott puts it up. Do they call a blocking foul? They do, and they're going to call the basket good. It looked like Reed had taken the charge, and Dave Rose is upset. He's going to plead his case and get close to a technical. Foul on Cliff Reed. Tough call.
Boy, that was a real tough call. He was set. That kid came all the way down the lane and went up, and he should have had a charge there. No basket. Another way, give him 2 points plus the shot, and boy, what a break that gave North Idaho.
Third team foul on Dixie, and Cliff Reed with his first. Dave Rose beside himself. North Idaho, and Donald Parrott already has 10 points early in the ballgame on a 14.1 average. Make it 11 as he hits the first free throw. Into the lineup comes Lester Turner. Nope, any... Oh, the officials want a timeout. The officials' scorers want a timeout for TV. It's a television timeout. The score 20-14 North Idaho with 14:07 left in the first half, back in 60 seconds. Manishegan and Dave Lloyd into the lineup. We mentioned that. It's 20-14, North Idaho with the lead over Dixie. And Dave Rose a little frustrated right now with a couple of the calls. Three team fouls on Dixie, one on North Idaho. And Lester Turner working at that point guard position. Quincy Lewis still suffering a little bit of the effects of that injury against Southern Idaho. Turner goes around his man right to the baseline looking for help, trying to find Reed down below. Instead comes out in front to Dave Lloyd. Back to Turner. Three-point attempt up short. Air ball. Rebound into the hands of Felix McGowan. Way short. Outlet comes to Donald Parrott. Parrott, who had an excellent game against Dixie and St. George, to Ergens. Gets away from Reed. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound. Ergens puts it up and follows. And no foul called on Ergens. He's crashing away in there. That's three baskets on Casey Ergens, for Casey Ergens, 22-14. And Dave Rose making his feelings felt. Pass down low, intended for Reed. Stolen by Dudzevich. He steps out of bounds. Double team on Reed down below. And Rolly Williams, a coach who has been around the block a few years, 29th season at North Idaho. And he knows Cliff Reed can beat you. That's why he's going to put a little extra pressure on. Dave Lloyd out in front to Cliff Reed. Reed on Ergens will take the jump shot over Ergens. Shot no good. Rebound battled out in front. Ergens grabs a hold of it. Ergens, the cutbank Montana native, has been the hero for North Idaho this year, especially against Dixie. Ergens out in front. It comes to Donald Parrott, 22-14. Dixie's gone somewhat cold to Davis along the baseline. Jump shot by Davis short. Rebound tapped out in front. It comes to McGowan, who puts up the jump shot. No good. Rebound Lester Turner. On the fast break, Turner in the lane, lays it up and good. Well, Turner drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand. A little whirling motion and make it 22-16. Dixie back to within six. Parrott looks for help at the angle. It goes to Davis. Davis out in front of McGowan. McGowan will let fly with the left hand and hit it. Down goes McGowan, trips Manishegan. And really a good no call. Bounce pass down the sidelines, intended for Cliff Reed, out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie. And so Dixie starting to have things fall apart. Gib Arnold coming into the lineup, Chris Yard into the lineup, and Cliff Reed to sit down. A struggle for the Rebels.
Yeah, they are right now, but I think they're doing the right thing and pushing the ball up and down. It's just everybody's got to watch for the ball, because I think that's the quickness and the speed that Dixie has is the advantage they got over North Idaho.
12:34 left in the first half, 24-16. North Idaho with the lead. Parrott at the angle. It goes to Davis. Davis against Sitter. To the baseline, it goes to Ergens. Ergens against Yard will shoot over Yard and miss the shot. Rebound, Chris Yard. Chris, outlet pass comes to Gib Arnold. Arnold into forecourt. Down the sidelines, it goes to Joe Manishegan. Out in front, it comes to Arnold. Down low to Chris Yard. Head fakes will shoot over Ergens. Shot soft and good. And Chris Yard, who's been in a shooting slump, gets that one.
Yeah, that's what he's going to have to do. Get inside and try to take it up and try to get a foul and get, you know, them in a little bit of foul trouble, especially those big guys inside.
Davis out of the corner. Jump shot up and good. 2 points. Darrell Davis has his first basket. Answering in kind, 26-18. 8-point lead by North Idaho. Out in front, Brian Sitter. Head fakes, jump pass, down low to Chris Yard. Bank shot up and good, and Chris Yard, almost unconscious, puts that one up and in.
That was a good shot. Just squared up and nice little touch off the bankboard.
26-20. North Idaho with the lead. Parrott at the angle to Davis. Davis looking for help. Out in front, it comes to McGowan. McGowan to Donald Parrott. Parrott veers to the right side with a dribble, will rise for three and hit it. Parrott has hit three of them tonight. Make it a 29-20 lead, and Parrott unbelievably hot to Brian Sitter. Sitter dishes off the Yard, puts it up. They call the foul on Davis. Chris Yard wants the basket, and they give it to him. Break for Dixie, and Rolly Williams is going to go after it now. Rolly Williams, they gave him the pro continuation play, and Chris Yard gets the basket. He's going to protest on that one a little bit. The foul will go to number 41. Not 41, 43. That is Darrell Davis. They're going to count it. 29-22. Break for Dixie. And Rolly Williams wants to talk to the official. Is the basket good? Yes, they say yes, it is. And Chris Yard. 43, Darrell Davis. So Dixie with a break. So you get something.
Well, that's once in a while you'll get one. And that's the first one Dixie's getting. Might be the last one tonight. But he did get a little continuation there and hopefully in a 3-point play.
Misses the free throw. Chris Yard misses it. Make it a 29-22 advantage. Jump shot up and good by McGowan. Let me double check. That was McGowan, I think, that got that one, number 25. McGowan with the left hand to Yard. Back out in front, it comes to Manishegan. 3-point attempt, good. And Joe Matashegan starting to rise to the occasion. Make it 31-25, six-point lead. Three-point attempt by Parrott, in and out. Parrott finally misses. Dudzevich hooks it up and in. Long rebound came out to Dudzevich, and Parrott really feeling it tonight. Arnold, lead pass, 2 yards, puts it up, no good. Rebound, battled for, taken out of there by Parrott. Dixie wanted the foul because Yard was bumped a little. Ergen's baseline jump shot up and good. And North Idaho running on Dixie, making a 35-25, 10-point lead. Sitter, transition game, that's what Dixie wants, but Dixie losing it right now. To Sitter, head fakes, leans in, wants to put the shot up. They call it a travel on Brian Sitter. Leaned in a little bit against Davis, drew the contact, but slipped the pivot foot in the process.
Yeah, he did. I think that was a good call. That could have, you know, been either a foul call or a traveling call, and I think he did stutter step a little bit on his drive.
9.5 minutes into this game, and already North Idaho has 35 points, 35-25. Timeout by North Idaho with 10:26 left and a half, back in 60 seconds. N26 left in the first half of play. Cliff Reed back in. Quincy Lewis back in. Arnold, Yard, and Matashegan, the people for North Idaho. Let's see. It's going to be Ergens into the lineup for the first time. Comes number 45, Chris Brennan. 6'6 freshman from Burns Lake, British Columbia. Parrott will stay in there. Ergens will stay in there. So will Dudzevich. And it looks like McGowan will stay in there. At the point, Parrott against Lewis. Nobody's been able to stop him. Pass deflected by Reed. And second pass deflected, stolen by Chris Yard. Rebound brought down by Quincy Lewis. Lewis bounce pass down underneath to Reed. Double team, puts it up. There's a foul. Cliff Reed will shoot free throws. Cliff Reed got into pressure and just took it right to the basket. Personal foul is number one on Chris Brennan. That is the third team foul on North Idaho. Things have evened up team foul-wise. Now Cliff Reed has a chance to hit free throws.
Yeah, that's what Dixie's going to have to do. I think that's when they use the timeout that time is try to get inside to Cliff and let him, you know, do his stuff and try to get some easy buckets inside or go to the foul line and make some free shots.
Reed, first free throw up and good. Dixie now 1-for-2 as a team. 5 points on the night for Cliff Reed. With that 5 points, Cliff moving up on the single season mark with his second season. Also had one of the best single seasons last year as a freshman. 6 points on the night as he hits the second. Full court pressure by Dixie. 8 point lead by North Idaho. Ball almost stolen. Donald Parrott breaks away. It's 3-on-2. Parrott goes to Brennan. Shot missed. Rebound brought down by Matashegan. The easy layup missed by Brennan. Cross court pass goes to Arnold. Jump pass underneath to Lewis. Arnold with the assist. Quincy Lewis with a basket. And Dixie back within six. Beautiful fast break.
Yeah, that was a good transition. Good passes. Good no look pass inside to Quincy for the layup.
Parrott at the angle, it goes to Brennan, looking down low, instead coming out in front to McGowan. Right side, it goes to Parrott. Parrott head fakes back to Ergens. Left side, it goes to Brennan, trying to find Dudzevich down below. Yard has a body on him. Jump shot up by Parrott as an air ball. Saved at the baseline by Brennan. Dixie, a little bit of sleep on that one. Three-point attempt up. Air ball by McGowan, taken out of the air by Yard. Outlet pass comes to Lewis. 3-on-2, it goes to Gib Arnold. Arnold under the basket, back to Lewis. Can't hit it. Out in front, it comes to Matashegan. Two-point attempt, good. Softly through, just a toe on the line, cost to Joe Matashegan a three-pointer. Move that right foot a hair. It's a four-point lead by North Idaho with 9:07 left in the first half of play. 35-31 North Idaho, and Dixie coming back. Parrott against Quincy Lewis. Looking right, passing right. It goes to Brennan. Looking down low, Dixie doing some good things on defense. They shut down North Idaho for a while. Brennan to McGowan. Down low it goes to Ergens. Turnaround jump shot up over the basket. Rebound tapped by Dudzevich. Yard gets away with an over-the-back play. Pass outlet comes to Matashegan to Arnold. Shovel pass goes to Lewis, who lays it over the basket. Lewis looking for the foul, didn't get it. Here comes North Idaho the other way. 3-on-2. Parrott bounce pass, too big. May have actually hit Cliff Reed's foot, but nobody saw it.
Yeah, I think it did. That's what I was thinking. It went right off Cliff's foot. And last time down was a good fast break again. We just couldn't follow through and make an easy layup. I think the last one Quincy was hoping to get fouled and didn't get fouled and threw it up.
got very quiet, and Rollie Williams hollered at his point guard to try to get him to be a little more under control. Into the lineup for the first time comes Jan Brooks. Into the lineup comes Clark Adams. One of the differences, Dixie can go deeper into the lineup than North Idaho. Their bench has not been that strong this year. Their starting five has been tough, but their bench has not been as strong as Coach Rollie Williams would like it to be. 35-31, North Idaho by four. Dixie with the basketball. Arnold, Jan Brooks to the high post to the Yard. Ball knocked away. Yard gets it back. A little lazy on the pass to Brooks. Down the right sidelines, it goes to Clark Adams. As we mentioned, he's in. Out in front, it comes to Cliff Reed. Reed drives the lane. Shot up and blocked back into his face. Reed gets it back, misses. Rebound brought down by Jan Brooks. He muscles it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Dudzovic. And Dudzovic, outlet pass is thrown away. Taken by Chris Yard. Over the head of Parrott to Jan Brooks. Top of the key. Jump shot up. No good. Dixie just let him fly. Rebound gathered in by McGowan. A little longer fingernails that time. Tipped it away into the hands of Dudzovic to Parrott. Into forecourt. McGowan with the left hand. Shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Brennan. Stolen by Arnold. They call the travel on Arnold. Good hustle by Gibb Arnold, and Gibb has been playing much better the last three ball games.
He has. Gibb's really, what he does for Dixie is he gives him a spark, and he's all over the floor. He hustles, he creates problems for the other team, and that's what he does the best.
Inbounds comes to Ergens, takes a three-point shot and misses it. Transition, a potential for Dixie. Clark Adams trying to pass it to Reed, and McGowan got a hand on it. North Idaho looking a little winded right now. If Dixie can run them and run them, they may be able to tire them out, trailing only by 4 points. Similar to the girls' game in a lot of ways. Gibb Arnold looks for the inbounds pass, gets it to Clark Adams. Adams out in front. Not really the best shooting team that Dixie has on the floor right now, percentage-wise. But they're hustling all over the floor. Jan Brooks at the right angle. It goes to Cliff Reed. Reed to work one-on-one with Ergens at the baseline. Loses the ball. Still picks it up, saves it to Clark Adams. 24 seconds left on the shot clock. Dixie wants a good basket right now. Adams leaves it out in front for Jan Brooks. Brooks trying to direct traffic. Nobody out there who's really a point guard, although Gibb Arnold has played it a little bit, and that's his position right now. Brooks gets in front of Brennan, drives. Foul will go on Brennan. Jan Brooks at 6 feet, 230 pounds, looked like he found the opening and went right after a linebacker.
Yeah, he did. It looked like as soon as all four people came up to the high post, he just broke for the basket. I don't know what the design play was, but I know they were running the clock down and went down to 9 seconds.
Timeout by the television people here. As this is on cable in this area, 35-31, North Idaho with a lead, 7:05 left in the half, and North Idaho has gone 2.5 minutes, almost 3.5 minutes, without a score, back in 60 seconds. .705 left in the first half, and North Idaho has gone almost 3.5 minutes without scoring. Dixie has put the clamps on. Gibb Arnold way out in front. It comes to Jan Brooks. Brooks looks for help, gives it to Gibb Arnold. Arnold wants the shot, doesn't take it. To Clark Adams, three-point attempt out of the corner, deflected by McGowan. The rebound taken by North Idaho, but thrown away. Jan Brooks gets it. Cross-court pass goes to Gibb Arnold. Has a notion. Down low it goes to Cliff Reed. Double team puts the shot up and in anyway. Up over Dudzovic, up over Ergens. And Cliff Reed with 8 points on the night. Dixie back to within two, 35-33. Dixie has put the clamps on North Idaho offensively after being so red hot. Parrott at the angle, it goes to McGowan. McGowan out in front, it comes to Parrott again. North Idaho, I think, wants to go into that half-court offense. That was what got them the victory last time. Parrott takes a jump shot, no good. Long rebound, Dudzovic hooked up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Cliff Reed. It's out of bounds to North Idaho. But Dudzovic is not getting as good a position.
No, he's not. He's down at Dixie, I mean, he's boxing out well. And right now, he's just throwing up his shots and not boxing out too well.
Brennan looking for help. Gets it inbounds to McGowan. Three-point attempt out of the corner. No good. Rebound tapped by Dudzovic into the hands of Chris Yard. Comes out. Left-handed palm pass. Bounce to Gibb Arnold. Arnold brings it into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by North Idaho. Dixie wants to take advantage of it. Arnold, right side, it goes to Jan Brooks. Brooks wants North Idaho to come out a little bit, to Gibb Arnold. Wants to open up that middle for the big kids. Chris Yard and Cliff Reed. The pass by Adams knocked away from Brooks, stolen by Brennan into traffic. Poor pass by Clark Adams. Parrott at the angle that goes to Ergens. Head fakes. Back out in front it comes to Parrott. Leaving Malone, he'll hit that three to Brennan. Baseline jump shot. Over the basket, rebound tapped right into the hands of McGowan, who hits it. The Dixie does a good job getting position, but McGowan gets the basket. 4-point lead again by North Idaho. Jan Brooks goes around Brennan. Head fakes. Layback shot around under Dudzevich. Good. Jan Brooks gets his first basket. 37-35. Now getting more North Idaho's tempo, that half-court offense. The Dixie wants to run it a little more. They were successful getting back in the game. Parrott bounce pass down low, or the hook pass down low to Dudzevich, who hooks it up and in. 6 points to Dudzevich. Trading baskets right now. Dixie looking for another little run. Gib Arnold at the angle it goes to Clark Adams. Down low it goes to Cliff Reed against Dudzevich. Puts it up. The shot will not go. The foul will go to Dudzevich. Reed just a little too quick for Dudzevich.
He is. That's what they got to do. Cliff's really smart when he gets the ball inside, and he got a little head fake, and then went in and got the foul and almost fell for the 2 point plus the foul.
Sturtio into the lineup. The young man from Holland, Dan Sturtio, sophomore. And to sit down will be Dudzevich. Into the lineup comes Renaud Gordon again. Back in comes Lester Turner. And to sit down will be Chris Yard. And whom? Who else goes out? Oh, Clark Adams. At the free throw line, Cliff Reed, who is 2-for-2 on the night. Reed, first free throw, good. Cliff, 3-for-3 on the night. And Cliff Reed having a good night. On the air, shooting just 58.2% from the free throw line. And a little bit of a hot spell right after he came off that foot injury helped crank it up to that. Second free throw, up and good. And Cliff Reed, 4-for-4 on the night. Dixie, 4-for-5 as a team. Back to within two, 39-37. 5:04 left in a half, North Idaho with the lead. North Idaho with a basketball. Parrott, head fakes, goes to the left side to McGowan. Down low it goes to Ergens, gets away, takes a jump shot and misses it. Rebound brought down by Sturtio. Sturtio hooks it back out in front to Brennan. Takes a jump shot, no good. High for the rebound, Gib Arnold. Arnold wants to push it. Dixie with a chance to get the tie to Cliff Reed, who lays it up, no good. Rebound tapped by Turner. They're going to call the foul on McGowan. Turner, or are they going to call it on Turner? Tough call, because Turner and McGowan both there. That was one that was a toughie. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on Dixie. Not much in the way of team fouls either side after a rush right at the beginning. So Dixie, just like the women's game, had a chance to tie, couldn't. I shouldn't say that. Kelly Smith is right here working this ball game with me. Ergens down underneath, and Ergens gets the easy layup. Back to a four-point lead, 41-37. Gib Arnold, bounce pass down low to Cliff Reed. Reed will shoot over Ergens and miss the shot. Rebound, tapped by Gordon, taken down by Sturtio. North Idaho with the boards again to Parrott. Parrott right down the lane will pull up. Jump shot from the free throw line. Air ball into the hands of Ergens, who puts it up and in. And Ergens, 12 first half points, going crazy against Dixie again. To Gib Arnold. Chris Yard about ready to come back in. Dixie looking for defense on this one. 6 point lead by North Idaho. To Lester Turner. Down low it goes to Cliff Reed. Whirls on Ergens. Shot no good. Rebound. Gordon, who muscles it up and in. And Renaud Gordon with his second basket. Much more of an offensive force in the last couple of 3 weeks. Now Dave Rose trying to cheer on the defense. Get them all playing well. Donald Parrott at the angle it goes to McGowan. McGowan against Brooks. Gets away. Will take the jump shot. Feathery. Not enough. Rebound. Jan Brooks got the position. Down the sidelines. Brooks has a pass to the basket. Lays it up and in. Jan Brooks put the head down. Pounded the dribble a little extra harder and is back within two, 43-41.
That's a little tailback move. I'm going to the end zone or to the basket and going to make it, and that's what he did.
Parrott, left angle, it goes to McGowan. McGowan looking down low, back to Parrott at the point. Right side, it goes to Brennan. Brennan, I think Dixie will be happy to see him shoot. Distortio, down low to Ergens, turn around, jump shot, good, and Ergens, seven baskets in the lane, back to a four-point lead, 45-41. Lob pass intended for Reed, stolen by Ergens. Down goes Reed, no foul. Dixie not really protesting except for Reed. Back, pass into forecourt, goes to McGowan. Gets away, he's going to be hammered by Arnold. Arnold with a foul, his first, and McGowan will shoot free throws. Gib Arnold was not about to let that one get away.
No, he wasn't. That wasn't a bad foul to take right there. He was going to make an easy layup and 2 points, and he got the foul and put him on the line to see if he can make a foul shot.
Adams, Matashagan, and Yard back in. To sit down will be Cliff Reed, Gib Arnold, and Jan Brooks. So Dixie trying to use that bench strength to just tire North Idaho out. Dudzevich was getting a little weary. That's why Stordio's in there, and he hasn't hurt him at 6'10". Or 6'10", sophomore, at the free throw line. McGowan to shoot two. Left-hander, good. McGowan, outstanding shooter, has 10 points on the night. Dudzovic will be coming in for whom? For Ergens. Give Ergens a breather. Ergens with 7 first-half baskets. 46-41, back to a 5-point lead. 2:52 left in the first half. But Dixie is at least scoring more tonight. And as long as they can run North Idaho, they have a chance to wear them out. Second shot up and good by McGowan. Lester Turner to bring it into forecourt. Turner across the 10-second line, back to a 6-point lead, 47-41, North Idaho. Renaud Gordon, bounce pass down low to Clark Adams. Double team, ball dribbled away by Brennan. He loses it out of bounds. So Adams had the ball knocked away. Brennan finally lost it. It's out of bounds to Dixie at their own baseline. Timeout television with 2:40 left in the first half of play. 47-41, North Idaho, back in 60 seconds. .40 left in the first half. Dixie 47-41. The team's confidence has been shaken a little bit with that string of losses. Kelly, given a situation like this, you have to say Dixie's a lock to come back to win. But with a recent little bit of lack of confidence, this may be still iffy.
Yeah, it is. Dixie's struggling a little bit with their wins, and they need a little confidence. I think they're playing a lot harder tonight than they have the last couple of weeks, though.
Inbounds pass taken by Yard, but then he throws it away into the hands of McGowan to Parrott. Parrott loses the ball and loses it out of bounds. So turnover each way. If you look at the two teams, turnover-wise, on the year, North Idaho is averaging 12.4 turnovers and Dixie 15.2 a game. North Idaho doesn't run it quite as much as Dixie does, though. Renaud Gordon out in front of comes to Chris Yard, looking for Matashegan. He was open briefly underneath to Clark Adams. Back out in front of comes to Matashegan. Free throw line, jump shot good, and Joe Matashegan with a soft touch puts it up and in. 7 points on the night. Dixie back to within four, 47-43. Dave Rose cheering on the defense. Brennan out beyond his shooting range to McGowan. Down low it goes to Stordio. Stordio with a hook shot up and good in. And the big 6'10 kid gets the 2 points right back. Lester Turner into forecourt. Ball knocked away by McGowan. Intended for Adams. McGowan diving all over the floor. Dixie with the basketball. Out of bounds at side court. In forecourt. 49-43. 6-point lead by North Idaho. Turner ready to inbounds, does so to Chris Yard, back to Lester Turner. Turner looks for help, wants to set it up again at the point. Lester Turner, not really a natural point guard, but does a good job with it anyway. To McGowan, or to, I should say, Matashegan, to Chris Yard, backs away from trouble, goes to the right side to Lester Turner. Has a smaller Donald Parrott on him. Turner looking for help. Left side it goes to Clark Adams. McGowan on Adams. Right out in front it comes to Chris Yard. Yard, pass down low at the baseline to Matashegan. To Turner, 3-point attempt, in and out, no good. Rattles it down, comes right back into the hands of Dudzovic. Outlet pass comes to Parrott. At the angle it goes to Brennan, into forecourt. Down low it goes to Stordio, turn around with the right hand. Air ball, rebound brought down by Brennan. Foul will go to Gordon. Gordon came crunching in there. That's his third on the night, and Stordio, let's see, that may be the sixth team foul. Common foul, out of bounds to Dixie. They have that only as his first. I have that as number three on Renaud. Gordon to go out, Cliff Reed to come back in. And it is a common foul. Six-team foul on Dixie, five on North Idaho. Out of bounds to North Idaho at their own baseline. Trying to get Dudzovic underneath. Brennan way out in front, it comes to Parrott. Parrott jumps to get it back to McGowan. McGowan into the corner it goes. Brennan jump shot over the basket. Rebound brought down by Matashegan. Foul will go to Stordio. Matashegan got the good position. That should be the last common foul that North Idaho can get.
Yeah, that was. That was good position. He went right up over his back. When you're 6'10", you think you can outjump everybody, but that good position, you know, then you get the foul called over the back.
A minute 10 left in the first half, 49-43. Dixie with a better offensive show tonight than they did last Saturday against Eastern Utah. Ryan Sitter back in. Sitter yet to score in this ball game, and Clark Adams to sit down. Lester Turner to bring it into forecourt. He's going to walk it up a little bit. They want a good set play this time. Turner directing traffic. A little better shooters into the lineup right now. Brian Sitter. Alley-oop intended for Reed. Stolen by Brennan. Brennan saw it coming. Brennan, outlet pass comes to Parrott. Never even got close to Reed. Into forecourt it goes to Stordio. Leans in against Sitter and banks it home. Stordio putting the shoulder into Sitter. No foul call. Lead pass comes to Sitter. Hits the traitor, Lester Turner. Down the lane. Pass goes to Manishigan at the baseline. Dishes out in front to Yard. Yard puts it up. Will it go? No. And there's a foul. Dixie not getting the shots to fall when they have a chance for a three-point play. But the foul will go, I believe, to Brennan. That's number three on Brennan. And to the free throw line will go Chris Yard. Dixie, still just a hair difference. North Idaho comes down, will hit the easy basket. Dixie will come down, get fouled, and the shot will hang and then not fall.
Yeah, that's on the road. It seems like that happens quite a bit. Right now, North Idaho's two's pressuring the ball every time it's going down in the corner and getting a double team and making it tough for Dixie to get a good shot plus a good pass, and they're creating some turnovers.
Canadian for Canadian, James Clausett into the lineup for the first time. 6'6 freshman replacing Brennan. Yard rattles around, in and out, misses. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 51-43, 8-point lead with 35.5 seconds left. They have the tenths of a second listed on the clock here. Brand new scoreboard. We mentioned in the pregame interview there's been some changes here. Yard, second shot up and good. 51-44, Dixie had been stuck at that 43-point mark for quite a while. North Idaho may be going for the last shot. 51-44, 7-point lead by North Idaho. Pass underneath to Stordio, all alone, misses the shot, rebound. He's hammered by Clausen, but no foul. Now they call the foul on Dixie. Yard was hammered by Clausen and no foul.
He did. They went up over his back. He had the rebound, knocked him right out of the way, and they got the shot off and got the foul call, and Dixie should have had the foul on them.
Instead, the foul will go to Chris Yard. Yard with his first personal foul. They have it listed as number three up there, but that should be number one for Chris. Free throw for Clausen, no good. Clausen misses. Maybe that's poetic justice. 20.8 seconds left. 51-44, 7-point lead by North Idaho. Dixie has a chance to remain relatively close. Second shot up and in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Joe Matashigan. Or correction, by Chris Yard. To Lester Turner. Turner wants to go for one final shot. 13 seconds left and a half. Turner to work on Parrott. Bounce pass goes to Chris Yard. Yard at the angle it goes to Matashigan. Out in front it hits Sitter. Sitter, three-point attempt up, too long. Rebound, let's see, do we have a foul? No, it hits the guy wire up above with 2.8 seconds left. Went high in the air and hit the guy wire above the basket. And when you have breaks like that, North Idaho with the basketball. 2.8 seconds. Parrott from beyond midcourt will take the three-pointer off the top of the basket. Now in St. George, Nathaniel Ingram hit that three-pointer. 51-44, the halftime lead, North Idaho over Dixie. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and talk women's basketball with Coach Kelly Smith back in 90.